ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ब्रह्मानुचिन्तनम्। अहमेव परं ब्रह्म वासुदेवाख्यमूयम् इति स्यात् निश्चितो मुक्तो बद्ध एवान्यथा भवेत्। अहमेव परं ब्रह्म निश्चितं चित्तचिन्त्यताम् चिद्रूपत्वादसङ्गत्वात् अबाध्यत्वात् प्रयत्नतः अहमेव परं ब्रह्म न चाहं ब्रह्मणः पृथक् इत्येवं समुपासीत ब्राह्मणो ब्रह्मणि स्थितः सर्वोपाधिविनिर्मुक्तम् चैतन्यं च निरन्तरम् तद्ब्रह्माहमिति ज्ञात्वा कथं वर्णाश्रमी भवेत्। अहं ब्रह्मास्मि यो वेद स सर्वं भवति त्विदम् नाभूत्या ईशते देवाः तेषामात्मा भवेद्धि सः। अन्योऽसावहमन्योऽस्मीति उपास्तेऽन्यदेवताम् न स वेद नरो ब्रह्म स देवानां यथा पशुः। अहमात्मा न चान्योऽस्मि ब्रह्मैवाहं न शोकभाक् सच्चिदानन्दरूपोऽहम् नित्यमुक्तस्वभाववान् ஆத்மானம் சததம், ஆத்மானம் சததம் ப்ரஹ்ம சம்பாவ்ய விஹரந்தியே. நதேஷாம் துஷ்கிருதம் கிஞ்சித் துஷ்கிருதோத்தான சாபதஹ. ஆத்மானம் சததம் ப்ரஹ்ம சம்பாவ்ய விஹரேத் சுகம். க்ஷணம் ப்ரஹ்மாஹமஸ்மீதி யஹ் குர்யாத் ஆத்ம சிந்தனம். க்ஷணம் ப்ரஹ்மாஹமஸ்மீதி யஹ் குர்யாத் ஆத்ம சிந்தனம். தன்மஹாபாதகம் ஹந்தி தமஸ் சூர்யாதயோ யதா. அஜ்ஞானாத் ப்ரஹ்மணோ ஜாதம் ஆகாஷம் புத்புதோபமம். ஆகாஷாத் வாயுருத்பன்னோ வாயோஸ்தேஜஸ்ததப்பயஹ. ஆகாஷாத் வாயுருத்பன்னோ வாயோஸ்தேஜஸ்ததப்பயஹ. அத்யஸ்ச பிருத்திவீ ஜாதா ததோ வ்ரீஹியவாதிகம். பிருத்திவ்யப்சுபயோவன்னோ வன்னிர்வாயோ நபஸ்யஸௌ நபோ ப்யௌ வ்யாக்ருதே தச்ச நபோ ப்யௌ வ்யாக்ருதே தச்ச சுத்தே சுத்தோஸ்மியஹம் ஹரிஹி. அஹம் விஷ்ணுரஹம் விஷ்ணு அஹம் விஷ்ணுரஹம் ஹரிஹி. கர்த்ருபோக்த்ராதிகம் சர்வம் ததவித்யோத்தமேவ ச. அச்சுதோஹமனந்தோஹம் கோவிந்தோஹமஹம் ஹரிஹி. ஆனந்தோஹமசேஷோஹம் அஜோஹம் அம்ருதோஸ்மியஹம். நித்யோஹம் நிர்விகல்போஹம் நிராகாரோஹமௌயயஹ. சச்சிதானந்தரூபோஹம் பஞ்சகோஷாதிகோஸ்மியஹம். பஞ்சகோஷாதிகோஸ்மியஹம் அகர்த்தாஹமபோக்தாஹம் அஸங்கஃ பரமேஸ்வரஹ. சதா மத்சந்நிதானேன சேஷ்டதே சர்வமிந்திரியம் ஆதி மத்யாந்த முக்தோஹம் ந பத்தோஹம் கதாச்சன. ஸ்வபாவ நிர்மல சுத்தஹ சயேவாஹம் ந சம்சயஹ ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி முக்தோஹமிதி பாவயேத் அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதும் வாக்யமேதத் சதாப்யசேத். ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி முக்தோஹமிதி பாவயேத் அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதம் வாக்யமேதத் சதாப்யசேத். So until now Shankara Bhagavatpada was saying, for those people who were already exposed to the teaching, we have done Shravanam for length of time. So who has this understanding, definitely I am Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi. This Aham, which means I, the first person singular pronoun used by every human being in any part of the world referred to one's own self, is expression of the manifestation of the knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. And when this thought is, when this knowledge is, that is called waking state of the mind. That is when waking experience is possible. That is when this world is, knowledge also is possible. And this I obtaining in him of a thought, which is a manifestation of knowledge, it cannot be just be by itself. It must be what? Definitely with the, there must be physical body, the abode of enjoyment, and there must be sense organs, instruments of enjoyment, and there must be organs of actions, instruments of actions, organs of actions, the karmendriyani actions, then there must be physiological functions, there must be antahkaranam, there must be buddhihi, manaha, chittam, and that is where with all these other aspects, the I sense is there. Without this I sense, there cannot be the body, body cannot survive. There can be something called body which can enjoy the status of being existent without this I sense. There cannot be the physiological functions, there cannot be perception, there cannot be sense organs, there cannot be actions. Nothing is possible without this I sense being there. But I sense also cannot be by itself without all these aspects. Understand? So this I sense is the highest form of manifestation of knowledge obtaining only in the human mind. It is not there on the part of any other living creature here. No animal has this I sense. What is the level of manifestation in other living creatures? In every living creature, we can say every living being is what? Of course, non-living thing also is manifestation of knowledge only. Being an object of knowledge is a manifestation of knowledge. There is nothing, no object which is not the manifestation of knowledge. Any object which shines, which enjoys a status of being existent, it is not outside of your cognition. Therefore, everything is manifestation of knowledge. But here, we think of the living beings. Living beings in terms of immobile beings, all the plants, etc. And mobile beings, all other, right from amoeba, paramecium, you know, the virus or bacteria onwards, unicellular organisms onwards, you take these multicellular organisms, all the living beings, we can say any living being means where you can understand the knowledge being manifest. You can understand the knowledge being manifest only in a living creature. In a non-living thing, you can understand the knowledge. Knowledge means the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge being there cannot be understood. Where can you understand the knowledge be knowledge? Knowledge is. Where can you understand? You can understand the knowledge, the non-living thing, because there's no in non-living thing, knowledge is, but knowledge is not manifest there. Knowledge remains as pure knowledge. The pure knowledge, where there is no manifestation of knowledge, the pure knowledge is not available for recognition, not available for interaction. Knowledge is available for recognition only where there is a manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? And in all the living creatures, knowledge is available for recognition. Okay, this manifestation of knowledge. Because living being means this manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge is available for recognition. So if knowledge has to be recognized, there must be manifestation. If there is no manifestation of knowledge, knowledge cannot be recognized. So recognizability of the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge is possible only if there is manifestation. Recognizability is dependent on manifestation. Is it clear now? So consciousness is dependent on what? Manifestation for its recognition, for it to be recognized. If knowledge is pure, it is non-recognizable. So in all the living creatures you see, the life. And the life is there means life presupposes what? The functions. The functions presuppose the order. The order presupposes the knowledge backing the order. And that knowledge backing the order you don't see through physical eyes, but you can understand as a manifestation of knowledge. You can understand the knowledge being manifest, but you cannot see it through physical eyes. But that manifestation of knowledge, the level of manifestation differs from being to being. In a plant, there's a level of manifestation. Because of this, because this knowledge manifest, this way all the functions are possible. Which means every living creature is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its life. It can be an ant, it can be amoeba, it can be a cell, it can be monkey, it can be donkey, it can be a bird, squirrels, any living creature, every living creature, frog, everything is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its life. We could not expect a monkey or a frog to live a human being's level, okay? To live its monkey's life or a frog's life or donkey's life, every being is blessed with adequate knowledge. Such a beautiful small little bird is blessed with adequate knowledge to live its bird's life. That is why no living creature has a need to go to any other living being to learn how to live its life. Is it clear? That's why there is no such a thing called no coaching centers, no tuitions, no school for all of them how to live their lives. Because they are blessed with adequate knowledge to live their limited life, their own lives. So in all the living beings, every living being you see, even when you see how the calf goes and drinks milk from its mother's udder, who teaches? Yesterday we saw small puppies hanging there, and today I saw them all walking. Who teaches how to walk? No baby walker, okay? It just walks and goes following the mother. Which means all the living creatures are blessed with adequate knowledge to live their lives. But they are programmed, so they have their limitations, they have natural instincts. But what is missing is they are all only blessed with the 5 senses. Means what? 5 senses means they can perceive, they can understand what is. Okay, just simply they can see, they can recognize their own species, they can live their lives, they can see, they can hear a little bit, they can smell, they can make their own, recognize their own species, and they can reproduce. So they are blessed with the natural instincts to live their lives. What is missing on the part of animals is this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am is not there. So in our own human system, our own physical body also, there is knowledge manifest. Every organ we have, every organ where we find a different, every function, there is knowledge manifest. There's manifestation of knowledge. You can understand the knowledge backing the order in the function of your heart, the function of your lungs, the function of your kidneys, your bile, your liver, everywhere, even your seeing, hearing, etc. You can see how there is knowledge manifest in every function. There are so many functions happening. In every function, there is an order backing that function, involved in that function, and that order involved in the function is backed by knowledge, and that knowledge you cannot see through physical eyes. You can understand the knowledge being manifest already. There is a level of manifestation, within degree of level of manifestation. And if when you come to human mind, only in the mind, only in human mind. You say in means what? You can't locate which is the mind. You understand the mind itself in terms of this manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in the thought in terms of I am. Only when this manifestation of knowledge I am, you can understand that is how the mind is. Understand, it's called ahamkaraha. What is ahamkaraha? The knowledge of the existence of the self obtaining in your thought in terms of I am. If without this knowledge, there cannot be something called mind. This is only half manifestation. Half manifestation. Partial manifestation. Because when this knowledge is there, the world is also possible, which means the existence of the knowledge of the existence of the world is also possible. But what is not there is what this manifestation of knowledge is. What is this knowledge manifest? What is this knowledge manifest obtaining in the thought which comes and goes is we do not know. The source of manifestation is not known. Okay? And the human mind, human being is blessed with unique capacity to discover. Because of this partial manifestation, human being alone is blessed with this partial manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the self and knowledge of the existence of the world. Human being alone is blessed with this partial knowledge of the blessed with the partial knowledge of the existence of the self and the existence of the world. Is it clear? Therefore, human being alone is eligible, qualified to make this half manifestation a total manifestation, total knowledge. And for that, he is blessed with this pramanam also, unique pramanam called Veda Shastram. So he can make use of this pramanam with the help of the teacher, and thereby he can arrive. The methods are used, methods of unfoldment are there inbuilt in the Shastram. With the help of the teacher, he or she can arrive at this truth. Arrive at the truth of what? The source of manifestation. What is the source of manifestation? See, where there is manifestation, okay, there alone the discovery of the source of manifestation is possible, isn't it? The discovery of the source of manifestation is possible only where there is manifestation. Whereas with reference to other living beings, there is no manifestation of knowledge in terms of the existence of the self or existence of the world. Therefore, they cannot qualify to discover the source of manifestation. In discovering the source of this manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, the manifestation of knowledge will be total. Which means it will be total manifestation of knowledge. Then what happens? When there is total manifestation of knowledge, then the mind itself, after the exertion of Parabdha, it cannot survive, it will resolve. Is it here clear? There is a partial ignorance. In terms of partial ignorance is of the source of manifestation. So being exposed to the teaching, you discover the source of manifestation. That is why you can be 100% clear what is the highest form of manifestation of knowledge. There is no greater and higher manifestation of the knowledge other than the manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. Thereby, the knowledge of the existence of the world is also possible. So when the Shravanam helps you arrive at the source of manifestation. Being the source of manifestation is what otherwise called the Swarupam of I, Swarupam of the truth of I, the reality of the I, where I, this abstract, this subtle thought, I, the cognition, is resolvable. You arrive at the source of manifestation being the abstract, formless, subtlest reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Once you arrive at it, repeatedly dwelling upon it, upon the truth of the I, repeatedly seeing, dwelling upon the fact of the truth of I being pure consciousness, you understand it is this consciousness which is the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is free from time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. Or you can say, Aham Brahma Asmi. You can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. So he says, then when you were very 100% very clear, when this knowledge is, you simply have the understanding Aham Brahma Asmi, you don't simply have this knowledge Aham Brahma Asmi, this knowledge, it's a vision of the fact. If you say wave is water, isn't it a fact? Wave is water is what? It's a statement where the wave is resolved cognitively in its own truth. When you say wave is water, you are saying there is no wave form, there is only water, which is in the form of the wave. There is no such a thing called wave other than water. 100% you are clear. Similarly, when you say Aham Brahma Asmi, you are clear is Aham e Brahma. First you have understanding and repeatedly dwelling upon this fact. When you assimilate this fact that Aham Brahma Asmi, you don't simply say Aham Brahma Asmi, you say Brahma Yeva Aham Asmi. Okay, when can you say Brahma Yeva Aham Asmi? Aham Brahma Asmi, you say when you have, after Shravanam, you will say Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi. After Mananam, you will say what? Brahma Yeva Aham Asmi. Before, it means, that Yeva, the emphasis, expresses your doubtlessness. Okay, no doubt at all. How to say the doubtlessness? Your understanding, a doubt-free understanding, is expressed by the expression Yeva. Brahma Yeva Ahamasmi. When you say Brahma Yeva Ahamasmi, you also say what? If Brahma Yeva Ahamasmi, then definitely I am free from the bondage of karma. If I am Brahman, what am I then? I am definitely not subject to samsara. I am free from samsara. I am not anymore samsari. Before also I was not samsari. Now also I am not samsari. Before I did not know I was not a samsari. I thought I was a samsari. Okay, I had a wrong understanding of myself that I was a samsari. Now I know I am not a samsari. I am not a samsari means what? I am not bound by karma. Now what am I? As a Brahma, Aham Brahma, I am I the self, I am Brahma, which is the source of samsara, which is the substratum of samsara, without which the life of transmigration itself is not possible. I am the Adhara for samsara. Understand? Where is samsara? The life of becoming, life of transmigration, where is it happening? This coming and going, where does it happen? It needs some something, na, substratum. For the wave to come and go, there must be something called substratum, called water. Similarly here, for the samsara, adhara for samsara, adhara means what? The very support of samsara. Without which samsara is not possible, I am the very support, the source of samsara. Support. Therefore, I am free from samsara, I am free from bondage of karma, I am free from birth and death, I am free from punya papa, I am free from doership and enjoyership, I am free from all paths of opposites. I am, everything is me, everything is myself. Therefore, Brahmaivaham na samsari. So, after when having understood this fact, Aham Brahma Asmi, after having resolved your doubts also, when you have clear understanding, doubt-free understanding, still you need to assimilate this doubt-free understanding, for which Shankara says the very first sentence, Brahmaivaham na samsari, Brahmaivaham na samsari, iti aham muktaha, I am ever free. I the self am the consciousness, implicit in Brahma, ever free. So may one repeatedly dwell upon this clearly, doubtlessly understood fact of oneself being Brahma, being free from samsara. Okay? And he says, next sentence he says, Ashaknuvan bhavayitam. Suppose you are not able to dwell upon this fact. If you are not able to dwell upon this fact. Why? Dwelling upon the fact is possible only if you have clear, doubt-free understanding of the fact. The doubt-free understanding of the fact is possible, first of all, you have understanding of the fact. Isn't it? Even then, doesn't matter whether you have understood the fact or not. Fact is a fact. Fact cannot become something different, isn't it? Whether you know or you do not know, water is H2O. You may not know how water is H2O, but it's a fact. Because aham brahma asmi naham samsari happens to be the statement of fact. It is statement of fact. It is not a matter for belief. Oh, Shastram says, the teacher says, therefore I believe. No. Understand now? Aham brahma asmi, brahmaivaham na samsari is not a matter for belief. You are not asked to believe. Either you understood the fact or you have not understood the fact, but it is a fact. Yes, I believe because Vedanta says. No, you don't. Whether you believe or you don't believe, it's a fact. Therefore, what he says, if it is a matter for belief, you simply mechanically say, and you will end up believing something which is not, understand, which is not verifiable. But it is not a matter for belief. Something is a matter for belief means you have to really pay attention. But it's a fact means what? That's why it's a fact. Brahmaivaham nasamsari is not a matter for belief, it's a fact. Because it is a fact, he says, Ashaknuvan bhavayitum. Even if you have not understood this fact, even if you have not resolved doubts with reference to this fact, even if therefore you are not able to assimilate the fact, because you are not able to dwell upon this fact. Bhavayitum. Tum comes means infinitive. If anyone is not able to, ashaknuvan means not able to, ashaknuvan not able to dwell upon this fact, contemplate upon this fact of the self being Brahman, self being free from bondage of karma, then what should he do? One can repeat this sentence. One can practice this statement. Abhyaset. Abhyaset. Abhyasyati. Say now. Abhyasyati. Abhyasyati.
Abhyasyati.
This is a present tense verb. Abhyasyati practices. Abhyasyati practices. As abhi prefix abhyasyati, abhyasaha noun, abhyasaha exercise, abhyasyati exercises means practices. So abhyaset means abhyasaha here means what? May one repeatedly utter this statement. Whenever you are asked to repeat this statement, utter this statement repeatedly, it's a japa. So abhyasa here means what? Exercise means what? It is not physical exercise, okay? It is a mental exercise. Mental exercise means what? It can be oral exercise also. It can be oral activity or a mental activity. It must be mental activity. Okay, repeatedly may one utter this statement, this sentence. What is Brahmaivaham Nasamsari? So he says, Yetat Vakyam. Vakyam Yetat means Vakyam Yetat. Sentence this. Yetat Vakyam. In the Vakyatai. Yetat Vakyam. Which this sentence, this statement. Which sentence? Brahmaivaham Nasamsari. Brahmaivaham Nasamsari. Idam, this statement. Sada Abhyaset. When should I practice? When should I repeat? Kada Abhyaset. Kada Abhyaset. Pratak Kale, Madhyane, Sayankale, Chayapana Samaye, Bojana Samaye. Sada Pratak Kala Arabhya. Ratri Nidra Paryantam. Okay, from morning till evening. Pratak Kale, Upahara Samaye, Chayapana Samaye, Snana Samaye, Snana Anantaram, Puja Samaye, Bojana Samaye, Chalana Samaye. Listen, Sada, always. May one repeatedly utter this sentence. When you utter this sentence, what is implied is, may you not utter this mechanically. You should not utter mechanically. Whether you understand the fact revealed by this sentence or not, but at least say it consciously. Let your whole attention be with the words, sounds you are uttering. When you repeat this sentence, focusing your attention without any distraction, without knowing the meaning also, because attention is there, totally there, with any distraction you are repeating, means it becomes a manasa japa. And in due course of time, it will contribute for mental preparation. And the meaning of what you are saying being the fact. Why uttering happens to be the fact. In due course of time, definitely it will bless you with the knowledge. It means it will somewhere, sometime, it will help you, bless you with the understanding of what you are. See, repeated utterance of this statement with focused attention in due course of time will bless you with the understanding of the meaning. There will help you assimilate the understanding of the bless you the understanding of the stay sentence. Understanding, and thereby bless you with the assimilation of your understanding of the statement. Is it clear? Only in understanding, assimilating the meaning of the state sentence, your freedom is. And once you have clear, doubt-free understanding, you can assimilate it, you repeatedly dwell upon it. When you assimilate it, you can enjoy the benefit of this understanding. Is it clear? Well, he says what? Etat Vakyam Sada Abhyaset. Bhavayitum Ashaknuvannu Purushaha. Bhavayitum Ashaknuvannu. Mean the one who is incapable of, one who is not able to dwell upon this fact, should or must repeat this sentence mentally always with the focused attention like japa, so that repeat utterance of this statement in due course of time will bless him with the understanding of the statements. Thereby it will bless him with the assimilation of the fact. Is it clear? No, I'm not saying that. Shankar Bhagavatpada himself is saying in the following sentence. Yadabhyasena tadbhavo bhaved brahmarakitavat yadabhyasena tadbhavo bhaved brahmarakitavat atrapahaya sandeham abhyaset krita nischayah yadabhyasena tadbhavo bhaved brahmarakitavat atrapahaya sandeham abhyaset krita nischayah see atra his second sentence first atra atra means literally it means what indeclinable word which means here so in this context the word here means what with reference to this fact with reference to this fact of what fact of repeating this statement repeating this sentence revealing the fact of the self being brahman self being free from samsara in due course of time will definitely bless one with the understanding of the fact thereby it will bless one with the assimilation of this fact thereby one can enjoy the benefit of the assimilation in terms of freedom the accomplishment of the absolute goal okay and with reference to this fact krita nischayah being decisive krita nischayah means being decisive not sandeham apahaya so apahaya means what now without having any doubt if at all you have any doubt if you simply repeat this sentence brahmaivaham na samsari brahmaivaham na samsari brahmaivaham na samsari brahmaivaham na samsari you simply repeat this sentence how can you understand how can you assimilate the fact how can you no that doubt may you not have sandeham apahaya when shastram says that is why in India it's very important for us to listen to elders our teachers because the trust somewhere you have to trust who can you trust because I do not know I have to look up to somebody who can guide me and who is the guide for us when you look up to elders and elders supposed to follow the Veda we do not don't know direct access to Veda for us elders the parents the grandparents who are seniors or experienced people are supposed to be knowing having some understanding of the teaching thereby their lifestyle the way of life is based on the Vedic teaching they might not have studied the Veda but still the way of life which we have been following here is always what based on the Vedantic teaching Vedantic vision the way of life is based on the Vedantic vision therefore if you don't know the vision don't know the way of life just follow their footprints live the trust is so important isn't it somehow it will take you to the right thing so here also he says what sandeham apahaya without doubting okay apahaya. Sandeham apahaya means giving up the doubt, leaving aside the doubt. Sandehaha. Sandehaha. Sandehaha, doubt. Sandeham, objective case. Okay? Apahaya. Sandehattai vittu. No. Apahaya means giving up. Okay. Apahaya means leaving aside. Giving up means sandeham apahaya, leaving aside the doubt, without doubting, without being skeptical about the fact revealed by the statement, without doubting this doubting whether mechanically repeating this statement will help me. No, it's not mechanical repetition, not mechanical utterance. You do not understand the fact revealed by this sentence, but still the sentence reveals the fact. Therefore, with a focused attention, without any distraction, repeatedly uttering this sentence in due course of time will bless one with the understanding of the fact. Thereby it will help one dwell upon the fact. It will help one assimilate the fact. It will help one enjoy the benefit of the assimilation of the fact. Is it clear? Clear or not? Okay. Sandeham apahaya krita nischayaha. Okay, krita, being decisive of doing things. Krita nischayaha, sandeham apahaya, abhyaset, may one practice, may one be given to the practice of uttering this sentence repeatedly with focused attention without doubting the effect of the repeated utterance, repeatedly uttering. Okay? Without doubting the effect of the benefit of repeat utterance, I've made up one's mind, may one repeat it. Repeatedly utter this. Is it clear? If a person repeats, what will be the benefit? Yad abhyasena tad bhavaha bhavet. Repeated yad abhyasena, by this being given to this practice of, being given to the practice of uttering this statement, uttering this sentence repeatedly, tad bhavaha bhavet means one discovers the fact of the wish, one discovers oneself being Brahma in due course of time. It will bless one with the understanding of the fact. Yad abhyasena, because of the practice of which, tad bhavaha bhavet, one becomes that. One becomes that means one understands the fact of oneself being the truth implied by the term Brahma, which means one will be blessed with the understanding. Like what he says, Brahmara Ketavatu. Brahmara Ketavatu. See, Brahmaraha means, we say so with another Brahmaraha. Brahmaraha, Bhrangaha mean the same. And we have Kitaha means worm. Brahmara, Brahmara is a fly. Bee. Brahmara is a bee. And Kitaha is a worm. See, there is a Nyaya called Kitabhringa Nyaya. It seems Kitabhringa Nyaya means analogy is used here. Suppose in the, you know, in the big trees, there will be holes. In the big trees, in the branches, there will be holes. Please listen to me carefully. Kitabhringa Nyaya is given here as a Kitabhramara Nyaya. Bhringaha Brahmaraha means bee. Bee. And you know, and this, what happened? Kitaha means a worm. Now the larva worm is a kitaha. See, in always in trees we have branches and big trunks, and in these branches, big trunks, you can see holes. You know, holes. In these holes, the bees go and lay their eggs. And they leave them there safe. The eggs are there. And there's a time the eggs break, the worms come out. The worms come out. And this, what happened when the worm comes out, the poor worm doesn't know, baby worm, it will crawl, come to the edge of that hole. It may fall down. If it falls, then what will happen? Any other creature can eat it, or it may die. We can walk on it. It will die. So the worm has to be protected. So after laying the eggs, when the egg breaks, the worms come out, the larva stage. When will the worm not fall down? Only when the larva stage, is over, when it develops wings, it goes into a full-fledged bee, then it can fly out. Isn't it? It has to fly out. It won't fall. When it is still in the larva stage, it doesn't have wings, it only be a worm. If it crawls, it goes, it will die. If the worm should become free enough to fly, not to fall, not to be killed, it should grow into a full-fledged bee. So it has to be inside the hole without coming out, without falling, until it develops its wings and goes into a full-fledged bee. So what the mother bee do? The mother bee will sit, blocking the hole. It will sit there. Okay? And the worms are all inside. When the worm comes out, the mother bee will sting. Go inside. When it comes, the mother bee will push it. It sting. The bee can sting. It will sting. It will push it. It will go inside. And the larva doesn't know. The larva will be coming out again. It will push. Every time it comes out, it will be pushed inside. Is it clear now? Do you understand what I'm saying? The mother bee blocking the hole will push this worm inside. It will go inside. The mother bee will block. Doesn't allow the worm to come out and fall. Repeatedly stinging, what happens? For a length of time, after some time, somehow the worm remains inside and allowed to come outside. Repeatedly, the mother bee is stinging, is allowed to come outside. And in due course of time, this worm grows into a full-fledged bee, developing its wings. It has developed its wings and it comes out as a bee. Got it? It was a worm, but it comes out as a bee, full-fledged bee. For the worm not to die as a worm, to come out as a free, full-fledged bee with its wings to fly out, what was important? Repeated stinging of the mother bee. How our ancestors have observed all these things. It is not our own. It is a Kita Bringa Nyaya is already there. Like that he says, you repeat this sentence. Brahmaivaham nasamsari, Brahmaivaham nasamsari, Brahmaivaham nasamsari, Brahmaivaham nasamsari. Now, when you are uttering, what will happen now? This like a repeated stinging. Now, you are saying, then you are like a worm. Ignorant worm. You don't know anything. You don't know. Repeatedly saying, what in the due course of time, you will understand the fact revealed by that sentence, and then you become free. You become that. Being stung by this bee, the worm becomes bee. Is it clear? The worm becomes bee, being stung by the bee. Being blocked by the bee. Similarly, by repeatedly uttering this sentence, you will become what? You will become free. Okay, the immature you will become absolutely mature, wise person. Being endowed with the vision of the fact revealed by the sentence. Is it clear? So he says, यदभ्यासेन तद्भावो भवेत् भ्रमरकीटवत् अत्रापहाय संदेहम् अभ्यसेत् कृतनिश्चयः. That is why there is a statement, yat bhavaha tad bhavati. Yat bhavaha tad bhavati means what? You become what you think. Not simply thinking here. It's only example is given. The Kita Bringa Nyaya example is given here. The meaning of the sentence, or what is revealed by the sentence being the fact, when you with focused attention, when you repeat it, in due course of time, it should bless you with the understanding of the fact. How it may bless you with the exposure to the right teaching, thereby understanding may happen. That the assimilation also is possible. If you are not able to dwell upon this, don't worry, at least repeat this sentence. At least it's not there, I'm saying. Okay. So when you are saying, when you are repeating this sentence, not having understood the meaning also, Brahmaivaham na samsari, you are also remembering, you are also seeing that which means this body or mind or sense organs or physiological functions are not the meanings of the word I. It's also remembered. That is why in due course of time it will bless you with the right understanding. and then is called is the mukhya phalam. When you repetition, see, repeated utterance of this sentence with the focused attention will ultimately bless you with the understanding of the fact, and will bless you with the assimilation of the fact revealed by the sentence. And it is the mukhya phalam, is the main result. But there is also some byproducts, the avantara phalam also will be there. What else will you gain if you repeat this? See, the meaning revealed by the sentence, what is revealed by the sentence is an amazing fact. Therefore, it's very effective. Repetition of this sentence is very effective. To say that Shankar Bhagavatpada gives also some other results. What other results also? Time-bound results also are possible. So, timeless result of moksha, jnanam, assimilation, he says. What are other results possible? He says here. What are all the other results possible if we repeat this? That he says. The benefits of repeating this sentence. Dhyana yogena masaikad. We can say phalashruti. Phalashruti means benefit of repeatedly dwelling upon the fact revealed by the sentence. And if we are not able to dwell upon, repeatedly uttering this sentence, the focus attention also, there are some other benefits also. What are the other benefits? It's only to encourage. Okay? To encourage. So that people will not, somehow you have to become interested in doing it. You will be interested in doing it, you will be only when you know the benefit of what are all the benefits you can have. If you know the benefits of chanting this or repeating this, then you will definitely do it. Therefore, the benefits are mentioned in these verses. Dhyana yogena masaikad. Brahmahatyam yapohati. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat. I'll repeat. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat. Yavajjivam sadabhyasat. Jivan mukto bhavedyatihi. Okay, I'll repeat it. Dhyana yogena. Dhyana yogena. Masaikad.
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 Brahmahatyam.
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 Vyapohati.
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 See, let me read the first sentence. That's one hand separately it is there. Vyapohati means remorse. Vyapohati means remorse. It removes what? It removes the great, the result, the bad effect of the great, the worst sin called Brahmahatya. Brahmahatya means this killing, you know, the sin earned as a result of killing, the act of killing. Sin earned as a result of killing. Especially a Brahmana, that's the righteous people. Okay? Sin earned as a result of killing some pious person is called Brahmahatya. Brahmahatya means the sin, papam. I don't know what we said, sin. Okay. Papam earned as a result of the wrong, worst act of killing a pious person. Somebody has such a worst papam and the result of which has to be exhausted, isn't it? Whereas suppose Brahmahatyam Vyapohati Masa Yekat Dhyana Yogena with focused attention, repeatedly dwelling upon this sentence. The focus attention, repeatedly dwelling upon this sentence or repeatedly uttering this sentence, one will, you know, the sentence, what happens? One can have the worst papam earned as a result of killing the pious person removed. I'll repeat it. Dhyana yogena means repeatedly dwelling upon this sentence or repeatedly uttering this sentence with a focused attention for a month. 1 month. 1 month means what? One in the morning? No. Morning till evening. 1 month means 30 days. 30 days. Tapasya. Masa Yekat means 1 month, for a month. Masa Yekam, Ekam means one. Masa means month. Masa Yekat means Masaikat means in a month, for a month. For 1 month's time, Dhyana Yogena. Dhyana Yogaha means what here? Dhyana Yogena here means what? Being given to the discipline of meditating upon the fact revealed by this sentence or by repeatedly uttering, being given to the discipline of repeating this sentence. By being given to the discipline of repeating this sentence with a focused attention. Is it clear? Dhyana Yogena. For how long? Not very long, only 1 month. Brahmahatyam Vyapohati. The one can have the worst papam of papam earned as a result of killing a pious person. Known by the term Brahmahatya, remote. One can have the Brahmahatya removed. One can have removed means what? Removed Brahmahatya. One can have the Brahmahatya removed means what? One can have the worst result of the papam earned as a result of the worst act of killing. One can have removed the பாபம் there is earned as a result of the worst act of killing a pious person. So the papam earned as a result of the worst act of killing a pious person is called brahmahatya. I don't have any such brahmahatya. I don't need to practice for 1 month. Don't think. Still, it's good for you. Okay. I'm sure we are not brahmahatya people. We don't have brahmahatya. Okay. We have not killed any pious people. We don't have brahmahatya to our knowledge. Just says how effective it is. See, the papam earned as a result of killing a pious person is not an ordinary papam. And even such papam will be removed. One can neutralize this papam earned as a result of killing the pious person. How? What is the means of neutralizing the papa karma, papam? Do this for 1 month. It serves as a prayaschitta karma. Okay? Masa ekat dhyana yogat. So, dhyana yogena brahmahatyam vyapohati. This is the first benefit. Apart from jnanam, moksha, etc., this is all the what? No, secondary. It's not a mukhya palam, it's an avantara palam. It's a secondary, it's like other results. Second thing, what's next one? Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat. Now, see the verb there, avapniyat. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat. Siddhyashtakam. 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 Avapniyat. Samvatsaram sada abhyasat. Sada abhyasat. Sada abhyasat. Sada abhyasat. Siddhi ashtakam. Siddhyashtakam. Siddhi plus ashtakam. Siddhyashtakam. 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 Avapniyat. Okay. See, vyapohati is a present tense verb. Avapniyat is a ling, okay, potential mood. But you can convert it to present tense verb. You can say avapnoti. Say now, avapniyat should be understood as avapnoti. Avapnoti means prapnoti. Prapnoti means gets. Yesterday I taught you. Avapnoti, prapnoti mean the same. Avapnoti means avapniyat means avapnoti. Avapnoti means gains, gets, attains. Okay? One attains, one gains, one attains, one gets. What one gets? Siddhi ashtakam. Siddhi ashtakam means eightfold occult powers. Eightfold occult powers. These powers, now you can become more powerful, but still you will be bound. Okay? You will not be free. before powerlessly you are bound, now powerfully you will be bound. Understand? Which means what? You will not be free. For moksha, what do you need? You need assimilation of the vision of the fact revealed by the sentence, Aham Brahmaivaham Nasansari. Isn't it? That is where your freedom is, your moksha is. The absolute end becomes accomplished only in the assimilation of the fact. But if you repeat it, this, Siddhi Ashtakam means eightfold siddhis, eightfold occult powers. One can become highly powerful. One will become endowed with all eightfold occult powers. You know, what are the eightfold occult powers? I'll tell you. Anima means one can become small. Anima, Garima, one can become very big. All Rakshasas had these powers, okay? Anima, Garima, Mahima, Anima, Garima, Mahima, Laghima, Anima, Garima, please listen to my order. Anima, Garima, Mahima, Laghima, Praptihi. Anima, Garima, Laghima, Mahima, Praptihi, Pragamyam, Ishitvam. Vashitvam. These are the eightfold siddhis, eightfold powers. Okay, I'm not elaborating on the powers, okay? It means it'll be on this eightfold occult powers. But still it's only within the realm of bondage only. So I'm not elaborating on this. Suppose one can attain these eightfold siddhis. How? Sada abhyasat. If a person is given to the discipline of practicing the utterance of this sentence regularly, always for 1 year. 1 year, one full year. Samvatsaram means year. Samvatsaram means year. Masaha means 1 month. Somewhere in between we are relaxing, okay? Samvatsaram means 1 year. Masaha means 1 month. If you practice this for 1 month, you will have Brahmahatya removed. If you practice this for 1 year, one full year, you will have Ashtamaha Siddhayaha. You will be blessed with eightfold occult powers. Okay, next sentence. Suppose if a person repeats this as long as he is alive, that's why it was said early, already what? Kritanischayaha Sandeham Apahaya. Having made up one's mind, somehow this is a sentence which reveals a fact. This fact is not true to my understanding, not clear for me, but still Shastram says, so let me repeat this. With this faith, with this unflinching faith of the statement of the Shastram, have faith in the fact revealed by the Vedantic statement. If a person, even without having understood this also, without being able to dwell upon the meaning also, if a person repeats his sentence with the focused attention. As long as he is alive, in due course of time, he will be blessed with the understanding of the fact. He will be blessed with the assimilation of the understanding. Thereby he will be blessed with the benefit of the assimilation of this fact also. Okay? That is, that means he will become free. He will attain, he will become free. Attain moksha. That is said in the last sentence. See now. Sambatsaram sadabhyasat siddhyashtakam avapnuyat yavajjivam sadabhyasat yavajjivam sadabhyasat. Don't repeat focus attention. That is not repetition. What is repeat? This aham bhammaivaham na samsari. Yavajjivam sadabhyasat.
Yavajjivam sadabhyasat.
Jivan mukto bhaved yatihi. Sada abhyasat. By being given to the discipline of practicing this repeatedly uttering this sentence, always yavat jivam, as long as one is alive, until his last breath. Yavat jivam is one expression which means until the last breath. It means as long as one is alive. Yavat jivam is his own expression. Okay, yavat jivam. Yavat jivam. Yavat jivam. Yavat jivam means what? As long as one is alive. Until the last breath. Always, a person is given to the discipline of repeating this sentence with a focused attention, then jivan mukta bhavet, he definitely will become free while living. You know, he will attain moksha. He will become liberated. Who is this? Yatihi. Yatihi means the person of efforts. The person who really makes efforts. Who is not careless. Who does not take things for granted. Okay, the one who does not take the teaching for granted. One who takes the teaching seriously. And one who makes the real effort. Of, at here in this context, yatihi literally means a sannyasi. Yatihi also means the man of appropriate, adequate efforts. But in this context, the yatihi is the one who does not take what is being said, casually, but one who takes it seriously and one who makes efforts in terms of practicing this, in terms of repeatedly uttering this sentence with focused attention until his last breath always, and that person definitely in due course of time he will be blessed with the understanding of this sentence, and he will be blessed with the assimilation of his understanding, and he will definitely enjoy the benefit of the assimilation of this fact revealed by the sentence in terms of the attainment of moksha. Is it clear? So you all decide. You want, but you all know the meaning. You don't need to worry about it. You can dwell upon the meaning itself. Dwelling upon the meaning means you are already free right now. If you 1 month you will do, Brahmahatya will go. But you don't have any Brahmahatya. If you do it for 1 year, Ashtamahasiddhayaha, you want to become an ant suddenly? Or you want to become an elephant? Or you want to become a mountain? All these siddhis you want, you can chant it for 1 year. Don't come back and ask me, I did it, nothing happened. Okay? But it also implies living a very, very disciplined life. It involves other disciplines also, not simply mechanically uttering this. Atmaha siddhis, into attain one siddhi, you have to be very disciplined. But moksha is easy. Okay? See, attainment of siddhis is not easy. But moksha is the actual absolute end for us. Even after attaining Ashtamaha Siddhaya, still you will be a seeker. The seeking does not come to an end. Okay, but here, Yavad Jeevam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.